With the Middle East peace process in crisis, President Clinton opened an emergency summit today at the White House. Mr. Clinton held one-on-one talks with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat. All three were then joined by Jordan's King Hussein for a brief joint meeting. Although there were no breakthroughs or signs of progress today, the White House says it did achieve one of its goals. The Israeli Prime Minister and the Palestinian leader met face-to-face, alone, over a lunch that lasted 3 hours. They'll return to the White House for more discussions tomorrow. NPR's Mara Liasson reports.
For the past 3.5 years, Middle East summit meetings at the White House have been full of pageantry and congratulations. There were agreements to be signed and progress to be celebrated. But today the atmosphere was tense and downbeat. Press Secretary Mike McCurry described the president as determined but not encouraged. It's not possible to be encouraged, McCurry said. We're in a very bad way right now in the Middle East peace process. Part of the pessimism was calculated. The White House wanted to keep expectations as low as possible. But the only public appearance the leaders made suggested that low expectations were appropriate. In the Oval Office, with President Clinton and King Hussein seated side by side between them, Netanyahu and Arafat looked uncomfortable as the president spoke to the cameras.
That I am delighted to have King Hussein, Prime Minister Netanyahu, Chairman Arafat here. I thank them for coming. We have had some good conversations already. This is our first meeting, all four of us together. But I think that their presence here, it clearly symbolizes our commitment to end the violence and to get the peace process going again. We've come a long way in the last 3 years. No one wants to turn back.
Netanyahu was asked whether he was ready to abide by his promise to keep the commitments to the peace process made by his predecessor, Shimon Peres.
Absolutely, and our commitment to peace is also evident in the fact that we took up the president's kind offer, important offer, to come here and to try to put the peace process back on track. This is what we're doing together.
But the Israeli prime minister bristled when he was asked about one of the substantive ideas that King Hussein brought to the summit, to form an international commission of archaeologists and religious leaders to study the issue of the Israeli tunnel that sparked the latest round of violence.
Well, you know our position. I don't think it would be wise to open up a discussion here. But I have a question for you. Don't you have questions for the other?
Yes, Mr. President.
Netanyahu has said Israel will not close the tunnel, which Palestinians see as a sign of Israeli intransigence. As an indication of how fragile the entire process is, President Clinton chose not to repeat the U.S. position, communicated privately to the Israelis, that the tunnel should be closed. Instead, Mr. Clinton kept to the White House rule for the meeting, not to comment on anything substantive until the talks are done.
His Majesty and I had a chance to speak about this very briefly, and we will be talking about it more. But as a matter of policy, I think I should not comment on anything relating to what we might be discussing today and tomorrow until we have finished, because I don't want to say anything that even by accident might make our task more difficult. I want to make our task easier. The United States here, after all, is our role is to try to help people get together and to move forward.
The president's opponent, Bob Dole, has criticized him for putting pressure on the Israelis to make concessions, a charge the president denies.
Well, what the United States has done since I have been president is not to pressure anyone, but to get the parties together and to explore alternatives and to see what could be done to find common interests and shared values. And I think our approach has been reasonably successful. Although ultimately all the credit for the progress that has been made goes to the people who are living in the region. It is their future. Our role is to try to help bring people together and create the conditions in which a successful resolution of these matters can occur. That is what we will try to do.
On this one point, creating the conditions where a dialogue of trust can take place, the administration appears to have made a small step forward. After the meeting with King Hussein and the president ended, the four adjourned for lunch in the White House library. After about 15 minutes, the president and the king excused themselves, leaving Arafat and Netanyahu alone with their interpreters. For only the second time, the Palestinian leader and the Israeli prime minister were face-to-face, talking about the whole set of complex and difficult issues over roast chicken and couscous. According to White House Press Secretary Mike McCurry, the two men are not yet at a point where they are tabling proposals to resolve their differences, but at least they were talking, and given the violence and mistrust of the last week, that in itself was welcome. At the White House, I'm Mara Liasson.